Hello, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and if you've joined us at the top of the 3 o'clock Central Time hour, we want to hear from you. We're broadcasting live, of course, and you can call and speak directly with us here at Basic Gospel. 844-322-2742, that's the number to dial. 844-322-2742, that's good in the U.S. and in Canada. Again, it's Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. I wanted to, right at the top of the program, talk about our freedom sale that's going on right now. It's been going on since last Tuesday. I think today is the last day.
It is.
We have great resources, including my book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, all discounted at 50%. So Simple Gospel, Simply Grace is $7. You're not going to find that at a better price anywhere else. So take advantage of these prices to get fabulous resources to help you grow in your relationship with Christ Jesus and to equip you to carry out your role within the body of Christ, to be a voice for this good news of Jesus Christ. So Simple Gospel, Simply Grace is on sale. We have a series on Revelation, Richard, that you did that is quite good. We have Bible study guides. We have booklets. We have all kinds of resources that we've put together just for you to help you grow in your relationship with Christ. All of those fabulous resources are available at our online store, basicgospel.net, and just find the store link and it'll take you to all those great deals.
Yeah, store.basicgospel.net is probably the best way to get there. Again, store.basicgospel.net. And you can also call 844-322-2742, and you can make a donation to the ministry at that point. You can also take care of your order for the July Freedom Sale, as Bob was saying. It's a great, great opportunity. 50% off the regular price on our best-selling resources. So take advantage of it, friends, by midnight tonight.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're talking about how to be a voice, how to live out who we are in Christ and to carry out our purpose, not only as individual Christians, but as the body of Christ. Peter has a lot to say to that, and I love his whole second chapter in his first letter. In verse 4, he starts out with this: "As you come to him, a living stone rejected by men in the sight of God, chosen and precious, you yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ." So once we were old dead stones, and through the resurrection power of God himself, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, he takes us as who were once dead stones and makes them fully alive. So now we're living stones. Yes. We're building materials, and we are being positioned in this temple called the body of Christ. So that is what God is building today, this body of Christ, this church, this temple, and we're the building materials of that. So we represent his presence here on earth. Now, we have a role. We have a purpose, and that's exactly what he says, that we're being built up as a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. So we have a purpose as this royal priesthood to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God. Well, what are those spiritual sacrifices? Certainly it's not the blood of bulls and goats. It's not any type of sacrifice in relationship to sin. That sacrifice was made by Jesus Christ himself. He took away our sin once and for all. So these sacrifices are sacrifices of praise. And he goes on to tell us that in verse 9 of this particular chapter. "But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood." So he's said that twice. Yeah. We are being built up into a royal priesthood. That's who we are as a body of believers. And then he repeats it again in verse 9. We're a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So what is our role as this royal priesthood? To declare the excellencies of him who called us out of darkness and placed us into light. I call that purpose. Yes. That's what purpose is all about. You know, most of us live mundane lives. We just go about our daily routines. We get up, we have our coffee, we go to work, we have our lunch, we come home, we watch TV, we may do a few chores, and we go to bed and we get up and do the same thing the next day and the next day, and we wait for the weekend and we're excited about, you know, Friday night and Saturday and Sunday, and then the mundane of Monday comes along and we get back into this routine. But here is something that puts extraordinary on that mundane routine: the opportunity to proclaim the excellencies of Him who called us out of darkness and placed us in His marvelous light. As we go through our daily routines of life, we can do so as a royal priesthood. We can declare the excellencies of God Himself that have been given to us in Christ Jesus. That makes life significant.
Yeah.
That gives every moment of every day purpose beyond anything that we can see in this world around us.
Yes. Thank you, Bob, for those thoughts. And friends, thank you for joining us. 844-322-2742. Again, if it's the first half of the 3 o'clock Central Time hour, we'd love to hear from you live. We'd love to talk with you right now. Again, 844-322-2742. And in conjunction with what Bob was saying, if you've ever wanted to share the gospel but just didn't have a firm grip on just how to do that, well, we have a multi-CD teaching series that can help with that. It's called Be a Voice, and it will show you how to live out who you are as a child of God and share the good news about Jesus. And with your gift to Basic Gospel during July, we're going to send you a copy of this great teaching series. It's called Be a Voice. Just click donate at basicgospel.net, or you can phone your gift to 844-322-2742. Make your donation today, friends, and learn how you too can be a voice for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Again, click donate at basicgospel.net or phone 844-322-2742. We also accept donations through PayPal, and currently that's the best way for those of you outside the U.S. and Canada to make your donation to Basic Gospel. Bob?
Well, thanks. 844-322-2742 is the number. If you would like to call and be a part of today's broadcast, yep, we would love to address your question. Anything that's on your mind, any problem situation that you may be going through and need some biblical help, need some biblical encouragement, need some biblical hope, we would love to talk to you about that. Again, the number 844-322-2742. In the meantime, we've got some email questions that have come to us.
Yeah, Dave had a question that fits right into what you were saying. He says, how does a person know for sure that they have the Spirit of God living in them?
Well, that is the definition of a Christian. It is someone in whom the Holy Spirit dwells. We talked about that last month. Romans chapter 8 says, if you don't have the Spirit of God living in you, you don't belong to Christ. So a Christian is a person in whom the Holy Spirit dwells. So how do you know that He's there? Well, He testifies. He bears witness with our human spirit. So once He comes to live inside of us, He's not silent. He doesn't find a bedroom in the back part of your heart and go to sleep there. He actually has a job to do. And that first job is to bear witness with our human spirit that indeed we are children of God, that we are heirs, joint heirs with Jesus Christ. So John said something about that in his first letter, that we have this testimony, the testimony of the Spirit within us. So that's number one. The number one way that we know the Spirit of God is living in us, He bears witness with our Holy Spirit, with our human spirit. The second way is that we start to get a sense that we're different, that we're aliens and strangers in this world. So we may go back to do some of the things that we used to do before we were saved, and we don't fit there anymore. We feel out of place. Well, that's an assurance that the Holy Spirit is there. We've had a number of people that struggled with alcohol, for example. They were drunks, and then they receive Christ, and then they slip up and they go out and they just get drunk and they feel so bad and guilty, and they cry. They had this emotional outburst, and they start to wonder, did this take? Did I really receive Christ? And the simple question is this: well, did you cry and feel that guilty before you knew Jesus when you went out and got drunk? I don't think so. The fact that you're feeling that way is an indication that Christ is fully alive in you, and that you're feeling that this activity that you did is out of place with who you are. So you get some confirmation that way. And then I think the third way that the Holy Spirit shows us his presence is we start to have a love for people that we've never had before. We have this desire to trust Jesus and to allow that trust in Jesus to be manifested in love for others. So we get this overwhelming sense of love inside of us, one for another. So I think those are three very tangible ways that the Holy Spirit makes his presence known in each and every one of us. Yeah. Richard?
I can tell you a way definitely not to know that the Holy Spirit is living in you. And that's to, on the day you accept Jesus, get up the next morning and say, I guess I'm going to be perfect from now on. Or I'm going to have certain manifestations.
Yeah.
You know, some people believe they have to speak in tongues, or some believe something else has to happen. Well, as soon as we start looking at our Christian life in a behavioral form, we're going to lose that sense of his presence, because he doesn't respond to our behavior. He changes our behavior over time, but he responds internally. He talks to us, we talk back to him, as Bob was describing. So don't jump in and try to figure out, well, you know, I don't smoke now. Well, maybe you do, maybe you don't. Is the Spirit leading you not to smoke? You can tell the difference. You know when you're gutting it out and when the Spirit is leading you.
Sure.
Let the Spirit lead. Usually what it means is that I have to shut up and listen. Most of the time I'm trying to do something, and I keep asking God, was that it? Was that it? Was that it? And God says, no, just be quiet for a minute. Let me talk. And then it begins to change.
Yeah. Well, it's a wonderful question, and I hope this answer helped.
Dave.
Again, the Holy Spirit bears witness with our human spirit. The Holy Spirit convicts us of our new identity in Christ. Yeah. We're aliens and strangers in this world, and the Holy Spirit pours out his love in our hearts, one toward another.
Right.
Well, let's go to Dallas, Texas. Let's see if we can go. Ramon, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. Yes. Thank you for taking my call. This is my first time calling you, and I've been listening to two guys. This is like my third time, and very interesting. I learned so much from y'all. But, you know, I gave my life to the Lord back in 92. And I just got a question that I've been asking, you know, myself and people that I have known about Christian being cremated, you know. And, I would like your thoughts on that.
Okay. We sure will, Ramon. Yeah. Thank you for your call. And we're so glad you've tuned in here recently and you're finding the program to be a blessing in your life. And after we answer the question, I'll put you on hold and we'll send you some more information about our ministry and some resources that you may be interested in to help you grow in your relationship with Christ. So we'll take care of you after this phone call is over with. But as far as cremation is concerned, there's really nothing in the Word of God that speaks against that. There's nothing in the Word of God that speaks for that either. So I think people are opting for that particular way of disposing of the body because of economic reasons.
Yeah.
I think primarily it's become a cheaper option than buying a casket and buying a funeral lot and all of that. So I think that's why more and more people are opting for cremation over burial. Now, the reason why most Christians, and certainly the reason why Jewish people bury, and I think it's because of the resurrection of the body. So we're honoring what the Scripture says about the body. So we're putting it in the ground, and we're trusting that there's going to be a point in time in the future where those bodies will be called forth. They will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. But, you know, if a body has been cremated, or if a body has been destroyed in a fire or an accident or something like that, and that body is going to be resurrected, God has the power to do it. So we don't have to worry about that. Even in burying a body, you know, those bones just turn to dust over time. So God's going to have to call that new body out of out of that dust. And so that's why Christians for, you know, most of our 2,000-year history have opted for burial. But there's nothing against cremation.
Okay, so basically it's about money. That's down to it, you know.
I think that's...
All right, but
I think that's the reason people opt for that, yes.
So it's not a war to back that up, you know. So that's what I wanted to know. So, because I've been asking that. But, yeah, that's a very good answer, and I appreciate it, guys, and continue to...
Well, thank you, Ramon. Let me put you on hold, and we'll send some resources to you just to say thanks for tuning in, and thanks for your call today.
Yes, indeed.
You hang on, my friend.
Friends, today is the final day of our July Freedom Sale, as Bob was saying at the top of the program. Every Independence Day, we mark down our best-selling resources, like Bob's Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, to 50% off the regular price. Take advantage of it while you can, friends. It's a great chance for you to share the good news with others, and at half the price. But remember, tonight at midnight, it's over. So shop online at store.basicgospel.net, or if you know what product you would like, you can phone your order to 844-322-2742. Again, it's the Freedom July Freedom Sale, and again, that's store.basicgospel.net, or by phone at 844-322-2742. But tonight at midnight, it's over.
Yeah, so just a few hours left, so take advantage of that. If you're an Amazon Prime member, today is Prime Amazon Day. Well, we have better products, better resources right here. So come buy some resources that can bring eternal significance in your life and help you make an eternal significance, eternal difference in the life of someone else.
Absolutely. Well, here's a question by email. It's from Mike, and it is kind of a long email, but I think it's really worth listening to and understanding what goes on in the life and the heart and the spirit of a police officer, this one in particular. He says, "My name is Mike, and I am a police officer. I've been having a conflict with my work. As a police officer, I'm required to enforce the laws of man. I don't get to pick and choose which laws to enforce, and must often enforce laws I personally disagree with. More often than not, I run into a normal, decent person who may have made a small mistake, such as committing a traffic violation, or maybe a homeless person who may have shoplifted for a meal. Whenever I have to issue an arrest, whenever I have to make an arrest or issue a citation, I feel as if I'm kicking a person when they're down. Although I strive to be fair and to treat everyone equally, I feel like I could do better. I'm not sure how arresting addicts who obviously have a spiritual void they're trying to fill with booze and drugs helps them. Many people are repeat offenders. Rehab centers are surprisingly inefficient. I'm not talking about hardened criminals, rapists, wife beaters, drug dealers, people who prey on people and ruin their lives for a few bucks. I have no issue with taking those predators off the streets. My concern," Mike continues, "is that I don't believe I'm positively impacting the lives of many people. I interact the people that I interact with. I lose sleep at night thinking how broken the criminal justice system is in America. Part of me wants to say those people have made a decision to do this or that and the other and must face the consequences, because that's what personal responsibility is all about. They don't get to commit a crime and then expect me to look the other way. And another part of me wants to say most of these people are lost and don't understand why they do what they do. My heart breaks for them. How does putting them in jail really help? It is against department policy to minister to the public we interact with, regardless of personal religious views. It's very difficult to deal with people at the worst times in their lives. Nobody calls the police when things are going great. They call us when their lives have spun out of control, and they look to us to restore order and to fix whatever problems they're going through, whether they are self-induced or caused by another. The main problem is they need Jesus, and all I can do is temporarily assist in making their lives suck a little less for a few moments. But there is no permanent solution except Jesus. It is as though I am fighting a war that cannot be won. I've seen many horrific and evil things, and I often harbor anger toward the evildoers, and I wish to strike them down. These thoughts confuse me. Is it holy indignation, or is it wrong for me to think this way? Any advice you can offer would be greatly appreciated. That's from a police officer named Mike.
Well, we appreciate
yes.
Mike's heart, and
yes.
I think his question really ties into what we were talking about at the top of the program, the fact that we have been, we were dead stones, we've been made alive with Christ, we're living stones, we're being added to this temple, to this building that God is building in Jesus. We've become a royal priesthood, and we have something inside of us that wants to declare the excellencies of him who called us out of darkness. And certainly Mike sees ample opportunity to declare those excellencies as he goes about his job. He's limited in his
yes.
opportunities to do so simply because of policy within his police department, and we can certainly understand that. But I do think he's recognizing that whatever the world system offers as a solution, it's limited. It's a Band-Aid. It's a temporary solution. It doesn't get to the real problem. And that's what Mike is frustrated with. He wants to get to the real problem. If somebody's lost, the problem is that they're dead spiritually and they need life.
Yes.
And he wants to be able to have that opportunity to extend that offer of life in Jesus to those that he encounters. And I would just say to Mike, pray to the Lord to use you mm-hmm. and just see how he works uniquely in your particular situation. You may not be able to minister that right on the spot, but there may be ways where God can use you to bring you back into those
yes.
People's lives. The second thing is that government is something that God has instituted, that God has put forth, and there's a purpose for government in this world. We see that in chapter 13 of the book of Romans. It says, "Let every person be subject to governing authorities, for there is no governing authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God." And it says, "Therefore, whoever resists the authorities resists what God has appointed, and those who resist will incur judgment." And he goes on to say that the role of the government is really to curb evil that
yes.
is in this world and to enable people to not take revenge on those who have wronged them. Mm-hmm. You know, there's something that's there in place that can be a go-between, that can keep us from trying to seek revenge. We can allow the government to do its work and to carry out
yes.
justice in this world. So, Mike, as you are going about your daily duties, you are doing something that God has ordained. And it's a very, very positive role in this in society, and especially here in America. So your job is needed. And it's needed not only from a legal standpoint to carry out the laws of the land, but to fulfill a role that God has ordained for government. So take that and let that be of encouragement to you, to know that every day you go out and patrol and do your duty as a policeman, you're carrying out a God-ordained purpose.
Yes.
And it's a positive purpose. And we thank God for you. We thank God for what you do. You are needed. You are making a much bigger impact than you could ever imagine. And I can guarantee you the heart that you carry to your job every day, the attitude that you carry every day, people are taking notice of that.
Yes,
so
yeah.
just leave that in God's hands.
Absolutely. Well, friends, we so appreciate every one of you, our listener friends who give, many of you sacrificially, to keep this good news on the air on Basic Gospel every day. We need to keep up the momentum, and we are excited to see God's work working through his people, those people who love him and love his word. If you haven't done so already, we invite you to join us in the blessing that we continue to witness at his hand. Click donate at basicgospel.net or phone your gift to 844-322-2742, and we'll send you a copy of an empowering CD series, the teaching series, by the way, that will teach you how to be a voice for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Again, that's donate at basicgospel.net or phone your gift to 844-322-2742. Well, that's it for today, everybody. Thanks for joining us now. For Bob and Richard and the ministry team, Bob Davison, God bless you. We'll be back tomorrow. I hope you'll join us. Bye-bye.